the Mishnah in Tainis. The Mishnah in Tainis writes, Kishem, the Mishnah writes, Misha Nichnas of Mematin Besimcha. Misha Nichnas of Mematin Besimcha, when the month of Av starts, that's a time that we try to minimize partying, we are less happy, we minimize our happiness on that month. Av is a time of Chorban Beis Hamikdash, the time of Chorban, the time of sadness for Am Yisrael, a time of, so to speak, bad luck for Am Yisrael, and that's a time that we try to take low key. We try not to have too much of a great time in that month. Says Chazal, on the next Amud, the Gemara says, Kishem, Shemishenichnas of Mematin the Simcha, just like an Av, we try to minimize our Simcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adar, Mardin the Simcha. Which is much for them that we have to sing it a little different. Kishem, Shemishenichnas of Mematin the Simcha, a little different. Anyway, but there is no mimer that says clearly, Mematin, Mishenichnas Adar, Mardin the Simcha. The whole memory of Chazal is built on the fact that just like in Av, Mematin the Simcha, so too in Ado, we are marred by the simcha, which is a very strange thing. If we analyze it, it's a very strange thing. B'chara Av, we're sad because of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Ado, we're happy because of the fact that the Am Yisrael won over Amalek and we were saved, etc. Theoretically, it has nothing to do with, I would say that it has nothing to do with the Beit HaMikdash. There's no one to the opposite. What's the Shach Kishem? There are two correct meanings. We're supposed to be happy in Adar and sad on Av. And okay, what's the connection between the two? Kishem Shemishenichnas Adar Av Mematim Besimcha Kach Mishenichnas Adar Mematim Besimcha. Something that has to be understood. In this week's parsha, we find the tzivui of building a mikdash, building a mishkan, building a mikdash. The pasuk says, "V'asuli mikdash v'shochanti v'soicham." I will dwell amongst you, amongst Am Yisrael. Build a mikdash that will place for the shechinah to rest. So says the pasuk. The Ramban explains the concept, what's the idea behind the fact that we build a Beis HaMikdash, the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivyoch was looking for a place to rest the Shekhinah. Says the Ramban that what it is some sort of a miniature or movable or mobile Har Sinai. The Soida Mishkanu Sheyeh covered Asher Shochan Al Har Sinai Shoichen Allah. That presence, that divine presence that rested on Har Sinai should also rest on in Am Yisrael, in the Mishkan. And it was, so to speak, a Har Sinai that went along with us as we went through the Midbar, as Am Yisrael traveled. They had a, so to speak, a mini Har Sinai. And it continues, V'hayo b'mishkan tamid in Yisrael, and the Mishkan and the Shekhinah was with the Mishkan, in the Mishkan, with Am Yisrael constantly, ha-covered shenir lehem b'Har Sinai. That covered the glory that Am Yisrael saw at Har Sinai, that glory was found in the Mishkan, in the Beit HaMikdash. The glory, whatever Am Yisrael saw in on Har Sinai, what we saw was became clear to Am Yisrael and at Har Sinai, the Gilui, the revelation that Kodesh Baruch Hu did, that was that glory that Hashem showed us, we saw constantly in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash. A Hemshep was a continuation of the Mamid Har Sinai, so was in the Mishkan Mikdash, and theoretically, whatever you gained, whatever Am Yisrael as a whole saw on Har Sinai, we were, so to speak, able to continue with that, and we had it with us all the time in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. It says in the Pasuk, Atah Har Eso Ladaan, you were shown, and you were shown in a way that it became an integral part of you. You took this in as you did, it became with you, it became part of you. Atah Eso Ladaan, Ki Hashem Hu Ha Elokim, Ein Oiz Muvada. You were shown at Har Sinai, says Moshe Rabbeinu, you, when you stood at Har Sinai, you saw, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem, He's the one running the show. He creates the world, He created the world, He's constantly creating the world, He's running the world, He's running the show. Everything that's happening, our Eisol Das, you saw it clearly. When we stood in Har Sinai, there were no Sfeikas. We saw clearly that Kadosh Baruch Hu ran the world. We realized that Ein Oiz Muvada, there was nothing in the world other than the Bar Oilam himself. And Rashi says, Hashem opened up the seven heavens, Rashi says in the Vetchanan on that Pasuk, Har Eso, you saw, says Rashi, Hashem opened up the Shiva Rakim, the seven heavens were opened up, and we were able to see clear from where we stood all the way up. And we saw there was nothing in the Bria. And there were no sounds were made, no birds chirped, and Malachim stopped saying Shira. At that moment, we saw clearly there is nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And that is what we were able to see in the Mishkan. In the Mikdash, if a person were to stand in the Beis HaMikdash, if we were able to enter the Mishkan, he would see a mini Ma'amid Har Sinai. The pasuk in Vatanan also says, when Moshe Rabbeinu is relating what Am Yisrael went through, the experiences we had in Har Sinai, says Moshe Rabbeinu, he calls that Kodesh Baruch Hu Elohim Chaim. The pasuk says, "Kimicho Boso Hashashom Akol Elohim Chaim Midavim Etavayish Kamoi Nevayach." Who is it like us that we saw the Elohim Chaim, a living Elohim, some sort of a levedika? Kodesh Baruch Hu was alive. The Sfarim explain. And we say, for example, in the morning, saying during Sukkot Zimra, we say, "Ato Hashem Adavadecha, you are Hashem, only you. Ato Asisas Hashemayim, you created the heavens, Shmei Hashemayim, the whole Tzvom, all the heavenly bodies, everything that exists in the heavens, Ha'oretz V'chol Hashaleh, land and everything that is on the land, Hayamim V'chol Hashabahem, the seas and everything in the seas, Ve'ato Mechaya Eskulam, and you give life. You sustain everything. Everything that sees us in the world, everything that exists in the world, Atomachayas Kulam, the sperm right, but Atomahavas Kulam. You give existence. The fact that a table is here now is not here because 5 minutes ago the table was here also. The reason this table is here is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mahavas Kulam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechayas Kulam. Every moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives existence, he's creating constantly and giving existence to everything in the world. Everything in the world is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that is not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Bria is completely dependent on that. And everything that we see, and when we stood at Har Sinai, we saw Elohim Chaim. We realized that the existence of every living being and every being at all, anything that exists, came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elohim Chaim, the Gilui, the revelation that we had of Hashem being Chaim, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives life to everything. There is nothing here that is not completely and wholly dependent as far as existence is concerned, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we say the puzzle, Ki imcha mekor chayim. Hashem is the source of life. When we stood at Har Sinai, it was clear and visible to everyone. Ki imcha mekor chayim. You are the source. You are the where everything is dependent on, and that's the concept of chayim. Because all of our chiyus that we had, it was mekor chayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we saw when we stood at Har Sinai. Who was in the Beit HaMikdash? At the Mishkan. The Beit that we stayed in the Bracha after the Haftarah. Tziyon ki hi beit chayenu. See, on the Beit HaMikdash is Beit Chayenu, it's the place of our life. The source of our life is in the Beit HaMikdash. If you stood there, you would realize clearly, Imcha Mekor Chayim, the place that is Mizgala, it's revealed to all of us. Anyone who stood there could see clearly that there's nothing in the world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're all completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ato Mechayet Kulam, Ki Imcha Mekor Chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Lekin Chayim, and that was Mizgala in many, to speak, and the Mikdash and the Mishkan. So much so, just interesting that I heard once that there's a story, the Gemara relates, that when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring the Aron HaKodesh into the Beit HaMikdash, the gates shut and they held themselves closed. So Shlomo HaMelech started saying, "Sushari Moshe Zen, V'yavi Melech HaKodesh." It sounded like he was saying by himself, "V'yavi Melech HaKodesh." So the doors, the gates, just wanted to swallow him. They actually wanted to swallow him. He says, "No, Melech Hashem is the Gibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech," and therefore, and they would have the story continue, they let him in. It's a very strange thing. I mean, generally, as far as I know, doors are not made to close on their own, at least not in the real world, right? And they definitely don't swallow people up. So here we see a concept of the aspects of the Beit HaMikdash acting like they're alive. Says the Gra, Kuler Chaim. The pshat in the Gemara is because the truth is real life is there. Chaim is in the Beit HaMikdash. That's Chaim. And so to speak, inanimate objects actually had real life. He based Chayenu, they actually live, they're living. They have an Emes Matthias to it. Chazal tell us that there were golden vines that grew golden fruits in the Beit HaMikdash. I think they would fall, and in fall they would reap them in the river. They would sell them, I think, for money, something like that. There's there in the place on Yom Kippur, it says that the blood, the gold that was used in the Beit HaMikdash, dam parvayim, it was blood that it was gold that was similar to the blood of the animals. I heard from Moshe Shapiro that the point of these chazals is telling us that the Beit HaMikdash is based chayenu ketsuta, it was a place of life. It wasn't just some. And the connection to Elohim, as we said, Elohim Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the one who gives life, who sustains Am Yisrael, sustains the whole world, the whole Bria, and in the Beit HaMikdash is the place where if you stood there, you could see clearly, Ki Imcha Mekor Chaim. That was what we saw in the Beit HaMikdash. That was what was supposed to be, and that was what was revealed to us at Har Sinai, and that continuously happened in the Beit HaMikdash. And that was the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Ramban to build the Mishkan of the Beit HaMikdash. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, there's a parak in Tehillim. One of the Talmid Nevi'im that contributed to Tehillim, one of them was Asaf. And Asaf writes, Mizmor L'Asaf. There's a frightening, it's actually a hair-raising capital. The parak says, Mizmor L'Asaf. V'ani, Ayin Gimel. V'ani kim'at natoyu raglai. Says Na'atah Benobi, I almost went off the derech. Now I'm a Jewish guy, I'm a good Jew, I believe in the Borei Olam, and you know something? I almost went off. I almost lost it completely. I almost became a koyfer, says Kim'at natoyu raglai. My legs almost went off the deep end, so to speak. I almost lost it. Why? As the Pasuk says, I was jealous of those hoylim, of the rishoyim that act frivolously where they're not supposed to. Shloim rishoyim era. I see the rishoyim. I see they've got such a great life, and they get more gashmius than they bargained for. They don't even ask for it, and they get. Everything's going right for them. And yet, by the tzaddikim, I'm a pretty good Jew. I've got sores from day one the whole time. I mean, you want to talk about Murphy's Law? It seems like all you got to call it tzaddikim's law, says Asa. Well, everything's always going wrong. Everything's always Am Yisrael, and which is really the age old question that we see Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu himself asked the kasha, tzaddik the raloi, rasha the toivloi. I forgot, how can it be? How can it be? You go through life, we see the rishayim of everything going great for them, and the tzaddikim the other way. And Asaf said, I almost became a kofer because of this question. Until he answers. And he says, no, wait a minute. But that's not really a problem. Why? Ad avoy el migdash hakel. This question that I've had, this problem with fear is only ad avoy el migdash hakel until I get to the Beis HaMikdash. Because when I get to the Beis HaMikdash, oh no, avina lachrisam, then everything makes sense. In the Beis HaMikdash, you see clearly. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Murphy's Law. When the toast falls, it falls on the right side. Now, the right side might be the butter side, but there you can see clearly that it's Ratzon Hashem. You see that it's Imcha Mikor Chaim. Things don't happen wrong in the Beis HaMikdash. In the real world, so to speak, or maybe the fake world, the world out of the Beis HaMikdash, there things look like they're happening wrong. But when you get to the Beis HaMikdash, there you see clearly, Ha'aisel Adach, Yashem, Hu Elokim, Einer Mubadah. There you see the connection between the world and the upper world. It says in Chazal, a famous memory which is mentioned in a number of places in Sfarim, the Beit HaMikdash is called Hecha the Nashki Ara the Shmaya Ahadadi. It's the place of connection, so to speak, the Lashon Chazal using as tissing. The place of connection between the heavens and earth. The Beit HaMikdash is that place of connection. The concept being, we go through life looks like a pain in the neck. And sometimes when you go through life in a superficial way, things seem to be happening, so to speak, haphazardly, so to speak, on their own. Things don't come from a higher force. Everything's got its own existence. Everything doesn't need a higher force to keep it going. The Beit HaMikdash is the place of connection, the place where we see the true colors of the Olam, of Ha'aretz. The connection of Ha'aretz and Shemayim, the place where we realize that everything happening here is actually connected to the higher world. Everything's got its source. You are the source of life. You are the source of everything happening that we see in the Beit HaMikdash. The place where the worlds connect. That is what's happening in the Beit HaMikdash. And we go through life normally thinking that everything happens, whether it's financial issues, whether it's security, whether it's health. We always think that, you know, things are either happening by them, they look like, and people are trying to convince us that they're happening either on their own or there are people taking care of it and they're running the show. But the truth is that when you get to the Beit HaMikdash, there it was clear. There everyone was able to see visibly. Just like we saw at Har Sinai, Ator Eis Vodah, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, Ein Oid Muvadeh, there was nothing else. V'Ator Mechayeh Kulam. At Har Sinai we saw clearly that if Hashem was running the show, so too when he stood at the Beit HaMikdash, Ad Ovoy El Mikdash Hekel. When I get to the Beit HaMikdash, there I see everything. There I see the connection between the two worlds, and I'm able to realize that there are no mistakes, there are no things happening on their own. There's a Borei Olam running the show. He's involved with everything that's happening. And that's the effect that happened to the Beit HaMikdash. And that was the reason why, says the Ramban, that just like at the Har Sinai, there was a Shechina that rested, so too, B'Shachanti, B'Soichom, I want you to build a Beis HaMikdash. You should have a Mishkan and a Beis HaMikdash to be with you at all times as a place to realize, that let your mind to realize that Tomah Chayat Kulam Ki Imcha Mikorah Chayim. There's a well-known Medrash, which is brought in Sfarim. It doesn't seem the earliest source that anybody is able to, I've talked to anyway, and my computer, are able to find is an Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh was about 500 years ago, the time of the Shereshit. But he brings it, but a lot of Sfarim bring it in the name of Chazal. They say, the Pasuk says, V'shachanti v'soicham, I will rest amongst them. Say whoever says this word, V'shachanti v'soichai lo ne'amar. It doesn't say, I will dwell in it, referring to the Beit HaMikdash. V'asu limikdash v'shachanti v'soichai, it should have said. Make a Beit HaMikdash, and I will dwell in it. Rather, V'shachanti v'soicham, amongst them. Say, says the Memra, Besorich Kol Echad Ve'Echad. This is not in Rashi, by the way. People look for it. It's not in Rashi. But anyway, it's a Memra of Chazal. Shachanti Besorichom Besorich Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Akush Baruch Hu says, make a Beis HaMikdash, and I will dwell amongst every single person. Meaning that everyone has an aspect, of a possibility of becoming a Mikdash Ma'at. Everyone themselves can become a Beis HaMikdash. But then if the Shachayim brings this Memra, then if the Shachayim says, the main Yisoy, the real reason for the Rashos HaShchina in the Mikdash is why Ushriya Shchinoso Yizborach Hu HaAdam Shem Yizkadesh Atzmai Koroi B'Kiyum HaMitzvot Kulam. Because if a person himself, the real place where Shchina is supposed to rest, the deeper side is to rest in every one themselves. V'soichoi, v'soich kol echad ve'echad. Not v'soichoi in the Beis HaMikdash only, but rather the ikar is that it should be shoyer, the Beis HaMikdash, in every person. And if he's zakadish himself properly, az hu atzmoi ha-mikdash mamish. Every person himself gets the aspect of becoming a mini Beis HaMikdash. U'v'soichoi Hashem yizbarach shmoi. Hashem himself dwells in every single person. And that seems to be, says the Nefesh HaChayim, ki ikar in yin ha-kodesh v'ha-mikdash. The main reason for this, the concept of Hashchina is that it should be rest in every person. It comes out in Cain that every single person becomes a mokim the nashki arav ushmaya hadadi. Every single person can live a life, going through life and living a life of connection of the higher and the upper world. Every person himself can be toifas, can realize and can live a life of im chamokor chayim. We realize living a life of enod muvada, realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running this the world, to live a life as connected to the higher world in this world. That's the, just like a Beis HaMikdash, they are. And in fact, that's the higher for you. That's really the story, says the Nefesh HaChayim, of the mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash, is that we are supposed to try to have the Beis HaMikdash dwell in us. If the Atom Mechayev Kulam, the Shechina can rest upon us, if we are tevis, if we work on it enough. Normally we go through life, things happen, I know there's a Boroiva, no problem. I know there's a God, He created the world, no problem. But then as soon as you go out the front door, right, and you miss your bus, hey man, what's happening? Every step of the way, when you get to the makolet and guy jumps in front of you, he shouldn't have done it. But you realize, HaKadosh Baruch was running the show. Everything that happens, whether in all aspects of life, it's something that we have to work on. And we want to be a Beis HaMikdash, what we're supposed to. We have to realize the connection. We have to become. We have to become a Mikdash, a Mokrim Dinashki Ara Ushmaya Hadadi. We have to become a place where they realize there is no such thing as Murphy's Law. Because HaKadosh Baruch is running the show. Things don't just happen wrong when it's at the right time. Right? Everything is happening because it's the Rechajman. And even if it may look differently, we have to realize that the source of everything is our purpose of being in this world is to become a Mikdash Ma'at, is come a place where the Shechina is connected, where Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba meet, that we should live a life like that. The Chazal tell us, based on this concept, I think we can maybe understand what happened in Adar as opposed to Beis HaMikdash. Kishem Mishanichnat Av Mematim b'simcha, in Om was the time where the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The connection, the Heicha, the Nashki, Ara Adadi, the connection between Shomayim and Oreth, the fact that this world is completely and wholly dependent, and the Hanhaga of this world is the Elyonim, is everything's connected to the upper world, that was destroyed in Om. We Mematim b'simcha because we're living in our world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been severed. The connection between this world and the higher world has been severed. But Kishem Mishenichnas of Mematim B'Simcha and Purim, in Adar, we can come to the recognition of the Beis HaMikdash to an extent is still here. And still, we first call Echad Ve'Echad. Purim was the time, as everybody knows, when it would seem everything's happening in a natural way. We don't find Yitzkevotke, we don't find the Gila, a clear revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the show in the story of the Megillah. We don't find. If somebody could theoretically stand back and look at the whole screenplay and say, hey, you know, maybe it's just the way things played out. Maybe it just happened by mistake. And yet, Am Yisrael, Me'avas HaNeis, we realize that behind the scenes, every melech, everything that's happening is really Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that's happening by mistake. And we realize that in Adar. On Purim was the time we realized that even though things might look as if they're happening by themselves, things might look like they're just haphazardly going on and there's no higher force, there's no connection to the upper world, but we realize that even though it may look like that, in truth, we can live a life of Nashki Ara Veshmaya Adoni. We can live in this world like connecting ourselves to the upper world to realize that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu running the show, and everything that's happening behind the scenes kibyoho is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now it might not be visible, but it is. And therefore, to a degree, we may be able to say that the Beit HaMikdash can still have an aspect of still being here. Because the Sorek Kol Echad VeEchad, upon him we realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is still. We can go through a life realizing that Tomach Hayes Kulam, that Maimed Har Sinai, can still be existent in the Surah Kol Echad VeEchad. That is the lesson of a lesson from port of Adar, and therefore Kishem Shemishenichnas Oh Mematim Simcha. When the Beit Hamikdash is taken, we have ultimate, we have a eternal sadness. But we should realize that for the same reason that we're sad because of no Beit Hamikdash, that itself in Adar we realize that Mardim Simcha, because we realize that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not running the show, and so to speak, the Surah Kol Echad VeEchad, there is still a Bechina of the Beit Hamikdash still existing. There's an interesting.
The way we're saying it now, it's something like.
The we makes it sound like you're agreeing with me.
I do.
That's good. What's that guy for? At least now that I know you agree, we can continue. Well, hear me. There's a Gemara that says, the Gemara in Shabbat says, that, so to speak, there's, so to speak, a problem with the way Am Yisrael accepted the Torah. As it says, everybody knows, it says that I've seen that Am Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, but with that together, it says clearly, in the Gemara in Shabbos, V'Yishach Tzvu B'Sachti Sahar. Am Yisrael stood at the bottom of the mountain, and say Chazal, Omra V'Vdima Barchata, Melamed, it comes to teach us, Shekofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleim Etahar Kigigis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, held up the mountain above Am Yisrael. This is way exactly what it meant. Either put it on top of us, or he held it above us, like a barrel. But either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the mountain in a way that as the Chazal said, Omalahem, and he said to us, if you guys accept the Torah, that's really great. If you decide that you're not going to accept the Torah and you will not sing Nasa V'Nishma, you will be wiped out and you will cease to exist. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, if you want to live in this world, you have to accept the Torah, there's no choice. So says the Gemara, so the Gemara says then that this Moedol Rabba Laraisa, it's a bit of a problem. If anybody will say, hey, why are you guys keeping the Torah? Well, we didn't really accept it. We only accepted it because we were forced to. So says the Gemara. In other words, there's basically a problem with our Kabbalah. We accepted the Torah, but it wasn't a serious Kabbalah because we had no choice. We had a gun to our head, so we had no choice. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava. Even though the time of Maimed Har Sinai was a Kabbalah against your will, you were, so to speak, anusim. You had no choice. You had a mountain sitting above you, and you had no choice but to accept it. In the time of Megillah, in the time of Achashverosh, they accepted the Torah properly, and there, even though at the time, maybe it was an incomplete acceptance of the Torah, but at the time of Purim, it was a complete and whole acceptance. The Ksiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Kimu v'kibla Yehudim, it says in the Pasuk that the Yidden accepted upon themselves. The Kimu v'kiblu, a bit of a double lashon. So says Chazal, Kimu mashi kiblu kvar. They were mekayim. They fulfilled that they already accepted then, meaning that they re-accepted the Torah, even though then it was a Kabbalah against their will. Later on, when they accepted it at the time of the Megillah, there was a Kabbalah, a willing acceptance. They accepted the Torah Barasan, and as Rashi says, Mi'avas anayis, from the fact that the love that they had, and realizing the nate that happened to them, they accepted the Torah clearly. And so we see here a comparison between the Maimed Har Sinai of, again, similar to what I was saying before. Before we mentioned that the Mishkan and the Mikdash had an aspect of Maimed Har Sinai, and that's what happened really in Purim. So here again we're seeing the same thing. But what we see here is even more. Here we see that the truth is that the Kabbalah of Purim was even stronger. It was even better. It was more love to Hakadosh Baruch Hu with the Kabbalah that we had. It was because it was Barasam. The Kabbalah of Torah, the aspect of Nasa V'Nishma that happened at the time of Purim was on a higher level than the level of Har Sinai itself. And I've seen explained that there's an interesting concept that the one explanation of being forced. What does it mean being forced? There's two ways. The purpose of this world is to have what we call bechira, right? We have the option. We have the option of choosing one way and choosing the other. We go out on the street and we see something happen, right? Your alarm doesn't go off one morning. As we go on, the stock market falls, right? These things are all being explained naturally. So now I have two ways of looking at it. I can say, It's happening. You know, it happens. What are you going to do? That's the way things work out, right? He messed up and he's a bad, and that person is bad, and that's how things worked out. Or you can be boicher, you can choose to be mother Kavod Shemayim, you can choose to try to bring about Kavod Shemayim in the world and say, even though it might look like it's happening by itself, I believe that Kavod Shemayim was doing it. Now, as the truth is, at the time of Har Sinai, I don't think anybody could have said, well, maybe not. In fact, our whole emunah, says the Rambam, and the Rambam is based on the Kabbalah of on the Imam and Har Sinai, that we stood at Har Sinai and we saw Kadosh Baruch Hu ate our ace ladas, as we said, our whole emunah is based completely on the fact that Am Yisrael stood at Har Sinai and saw that there was no other way, there is no other option other than Borei Olam, there is nothing in the world other than Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if you analyze it, there's an aspect of Kriya. The truth is that they're forced to, because there's no Bechira. There's no choice. I don't have a choice. I see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, there's a Borei Olam. There's nothing to discuss. So the truth is, when we stood at Har Sinai, even though we said Nasa Benishma, says Chazal, it's really the Kfir. It was actually, in a way, it was forced. Now, of course, it wasn't not Lav Dafka that we were forced physically, but we might have been forced in the fact that it's what's called Mukhrochim Bibchira. That's how some form you call it. Mukhrochim Bibchira, similar to Adam Marisha and Kodam Achet. When Adam Marisha stood in Gan Eden, before he did the Chet, he was on a level that the Yetzer was external, and everything he saw clearly. He saw that there's a Bayer. How he did the Chet is not for this discussion. But the fact is, really, he was, so to speak, Mukhroch Bibchira. He didn't really have a major choice, because it would be like putting your hand in fire. And when Am Yisrael stood in Har Sinai, they would have said, I'm not accepting. It would be like putting the hand in fire. You'd have to be nuts. Because it's obviously a Bayer. Don't you see it? But Purim, I could have said no. I could have gone through the whole story and said, no, I don't see anybody. It's happening by itself. It's happening haphazardly. It's just the way things played out. It doesn't have to necessarily be from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Yisrael chose. They were boycotted and said, no, we realize that there's a Borei Olam. We realize that there's a Hamelech, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes. And even though it might not be the goalie, we all see it, gave up, but we know, and we have a complete faith, that really everything that's happening, Ki'imcha Mekor Chaim, you are the source of life, V'atomachayim Eskulam, you're giving existence to everything. And everything that's happening in the world is happening from you only. At Purim, that was the time when Am Yisrael made this kinyan. We acquired it completely, realizing that not the Vinishma, we want to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, because we realize that you are running the show. We are running the show. Besoich call echad ve'echad, and Purim, and we realize the concept that Kadosh Baruch Hu can be shoyer in every single person. We can come to a clear emuna in the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Atah Mechayeh Et Kulam, and that is the chayav of a message we're supposed to be taking out of Purim. That even though things might look like things are happening against us, the truth is we have to realize Ki'ilcha Mekor Chaim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. Kadosh Baruch Hu is shoyer besoich call echad ve'echad, and we have a chiyuv to go through life when we leave the front door. We should keep in mind that as every step, every move you make, every step you take, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing happening that's not from the Borei Olam. Everything is connected. Be'imcha Mekor Chaim. And if we zoche to that, we should be zoche k'shem those people that are misnachim are misabel on Yerushalayim. Azoich literally is b'vinyana. Mitzvah Shem, we will be zoche to build the Beit Hamikdash. From the fact that we are ourselves giving existence to the Beit Hamikdash, we should be zoche to take a seat. The truth is the Beit Hamikdash being built. The mayor. Thank you.